In local news, the Hamilton Hot Rod Club is paying a visit to Raglan on Anzac Day with their annual memorial run. Heading up State Highway 23 tomorrow, they'll be coming through town and visiting Papahua, the bays and the wharf after lunch, with the first vehicle in town expected around 1 p.m. Yesterday's overflow at the water tower over the road from the BP has been resolved. Early morning dog walkers were greeted by a waterfall coming off the top of the tank and a lot of flooding all around the tank. Council staff raced out to Raglan and replaced the blown fuse that was stopping the control valve from working. Submissions to the District Council draft annual plan, their yearly spending plan, closed this Friday. The Council has been keen to meet the public and talk about why they've gone for a 13.75% general rate rise, but there's been a low turnout throughout the district, with even Raglan having low numbers and some communities having literally zero turnout. Elsewhere, the Regional Council's long-term spending plan is closing soon too. You can make submissions to that one for another week before it closes next Thursday, 2nd of May. The Raglan Anzac Day parade and ceremony will be held as usual at 11 a.m. at the Cenotaph on Bow Street. The parade will form in Wainui Road and march into Bow Street. And we've heard that a contingent of 40 infantry will be in town for the parade. And Extreme Zero Waste will be doing its usual curbside pickup on Anzac Day, but the site will be closed all day, so there'll be no drop-offs or shopping at Kahu's Nest. And in local sport, the Raglan Roosters football team notched up a big win in the first round of the Scottish Cup, the Sunday League's knockout competition on Sunday. They beat 3rd Division side Pirates FC by 9-2, with Harry and Ollie getting 2 goals each and the other 5 being shared around with the rest of the team. Both the Roosters and the Whangaroa Whai, a rugby league team, will be playing at home next weekend. And that is the Raglan News for Wednesday, 24th of April, 2024.